This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, we always will begin with the praise of Allah, with the greetings of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send our prayers of peace upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I always remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me and you with an inner peace with Allah, where we love Him, we fear Him, and we have great hope in His mercy and His protection and assistance in this life and into the next. And I pray that this is so in our private life, in our privacy, much more than we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. Today I want to speak in the first Jumu'ah of semester 2 of the second part of our year about dangers. And there are 3 dangers that I want to speak to you about that hold you back from accomplishing what you could achieve if you can overcome these 3 things. And subhanAllah, yesterday with our parent and teacher meetings, and I see some of the students whose parents I sat with yesterday, I was speaking about these dangers, but in a more fluid kind of way. Today I want to solidify them. The first danger, and I speak in particular for some of our year 12 students that are seated with us. The first danger that I want you to think about is the danger of perfectionism, of trying to be perfect, trying to do everything right, or else it's not worth doing, or else it's not worth starting. And every single one of us, me included, standing on this pulpit, sitting in front of you, standing in front of you, your teachers, sometimes we overthink everything. We're thinking to ourselves, I'm not going to be able to do it as well as the other person, or that person might read it better, or do it better, or answer it better. And there's this danger where, unless I do it perfect, I'm not even going to try. And subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most human, but also the most inspired of humans created by Allah. I want you to think about that. That you and I, we celebrate the fact that the Prophet ﷺ at times made a mistake or forgot something. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say, Shaykh Yahya, how can you say that? The Prophet ﷺ led Asr prayer, and in his salah, he led it 5. Instead of just 4 rak'ah, he stood up one more time. And the Sahaba, they didn't know what to do. He made a mistake. He forgot the count that he was in. No one would ever say that the Prophet ﷺ was distracted in his salah, wasn't paying attention with Allah, but he was a human being. And after the salah, he could see the people looking at him. They had this strange look on their face, and one of them finally built the courage to ask, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, is it now 5? Do we pray at 5 from now on? Because we get our law, we pray the way we see you pray, O Messenger of Allah. Prophet ﷺ said, what do you mean? They said, O Messenger of Allah, you prayed Asr, you led us 5 rak'ah, not 4. He goes, and he said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرْ أَنْسَى كَمَا تَنْسَوْنَ. It's one of the most beautiful statements of the Prophet ﷺ. It says, I'm only a human being. I forget the way you forget. الْكَمَالُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَى. We have a statement in our faith that completion, perfection, no mistakes, nothing is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only reserved for Allah azza wa jal. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every place that you and I can make a mistake in our salah, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we know it's a mistake? Because he did it before us and taught us how to fix it. Sometimes he did the prayer with not enough rak'ah. Other times he added a rak'ah. All of it in the life of the Prophet ﷺ. I can even say to you something you may not know. Can you imagine the one who Allah sent the Quran to, the one who was inspired by Allah, who was supported by Allah, and the angels are his guardians, that in his life he missed 2 prayers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, you and I, we always talk about the commitment to salah. Don't miss your prayers. Make it on time. One time Salatul Asr, due to the assault of some of the arrogant people of Quraysh and the Confederates, they kept pressure in their attack and in their battle that the Prophet ﷺ could not pray Salatul Asr in its time. The Prophet was frustrated by this, angered by this. And another time was Salatul Fajr. As they were in enemy territory marching, they would travel by night because in the day it's too hot. So they're running by night. And as they get to the place where they camp near the water, there's still time before Fajr. But everybody's exhausted. They've been running through the night, riding through the night. And as they sit next to the well and they've protected themselves, the Prophet ﷺ says, who is willing to stay awake for this hour? Even the Prophet ﷺ is exhausted. Who's willing to stay awake to wake us up for Fajr so we don't miss it because its time has not arrived? And Bilal radiallahu anhu said, me, O Messenger of Allah. But Bilal is a human being, radiallahu anhu. Everybody fell asleep, and after a few minutes, Bilal radiallahu anhu fell asleep. And the only thing that woke up the Prophet and the Sahaba was that the sun became so hot it began to scald their skin. The Sahaba, they were so upset that وَضَعُوا الطُّرَابَ عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمْ. It's almost as if they were like going to bury themselves alive from shame. Bilal was so upset, but it's the humanness. Rule number one, my young man, my young sister, my teacher, my student. Rule number one is to always make the attempt. It's to always put your foot forward. It's always to take the venture. It's always to start. Because if you just wait until you know what to do before you attempt to do it, you will never find success and challenge and broaden your horizon and limits. Push forward with your tawakkul upon Allah, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's point number two, the danger of I. MashaAllah, look at the mark I got. As if you never had teachers or parents or tutors, as if you weren't blessed in your home that there were people who supported you all throughout the years. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Mine, I did it. Of the most hated words to Allah is that word, أَنَا, I did it. It's me. And that is the description that the shaitan uses for himself that the Prophet ﷺ tells us to back away from. Never think of yourself as being the source of the good in your life independently. You are not the one who makes yourself. You are not the one who produces your success. And you must have tawakkul upon Allah and know that it is ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. It is always what Allah has given us that benefits us, and it's only Allah who's given us the power and the energy. And it doesn't matter how smart you are, how hard you work, how much effort you put in, how much you think it's you, yourself, it is always by the virtue of others that you succeed. And anyone who goes it alone is destined to fail. If it was for any other way, then Muhammad ﷺ would not have needed his companions and Sahaba. He would not have needed the likes of Abu Bakr to be in the cave with him radiallahu anhum. He wouldn't have needed the strength of Umar, the wealth of Uthman, the wisdom, the courage, the bravery of Ali radiallahu anhu, sahabati ajma'een. If it was just up to him, if it was just, I can do it on my own, no one would have asked for help, certainly not Musa alayhi salam, who Allah speaks to him directly and says, what do you ask of me, Musa? Musa says, oh Allah, let me have my brother, ushdud bihi azri, let him help me in my journey, I can't do it alone. And he's speaking to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, who's there to support him, directly speaking to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Danger number one is failing to start because you think yourself not good enough. I don't have the skill, I don't have the knowledge, I'm not going to be able to make it, so you never even try. And you never will know what you could have accomplished unless you push yourself forward. Number two is that you think you are the one that everything settles around and the sun rotates and rises just for you. Each and every day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart towards Allah and putting your trust and reliance of Allah and appreciating the blessings that you have been provided by our Lord Allah the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahdahu, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi afdalu salah wa atamu taslim. The third danger is the inability of restraining yourself, not learning how to hold yourself back, whether at a moment of anger, at a moment of desire, at a moment of excess, at a moment of wanting, or of giving, at a moment where you should have greater control, you lose it, and you don't hold yourself accountable. And it could be, subhanAllah, that the reason that you find yourself in that same whirlpool, you're not able to get out of that rip current, you keep being dragged further away from the success you seek, you keep finding it more and more difficult to concentrate in your prayer, you find it impossible to memorize that one ayah. SubhanAllah, there are some students, as I review some of their test results, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, in the same short chapter, in the same little section of Surah Al-Mutaffifin or Surah Al-Shams. And it's not because they don't know, it's not because they don't have support, it's not because they don't care enough, it's because they didn't make the choice. The choice to hold back from certain things that are open to you. If you find yourself, my young brother, my young sister, sitting, not for minutes, but for hours, watching something, playing with something, whether it's a video game or a movie or your TikTok or whatever it is you're spending hours ad nauseam doing, know that the problem isn't what you're viewing, the problem is that you have lost the desire to hold yourself accountable and take self-control. You're waiting for your father, your mother, your teacher to intervene and say, that's enough, put this away. And unless it's said to you by someone else, you never make that decision. And that will haunt you the rest of your life. SubhanAllah. That will be the problem 10 years from now, 5 years from now. You look back and you say, why didn't I get to where I wanted to be? Why can't I do what I thought I could do? I always had that dream. I always had that mission. Why didn't I achieve it? Well, it's one thing. You sat there, you didn't do anything about it. A person asked the Prophet ﷺ this question. And they said, O Messenger of Allah, in kana al-amru unuf, if everything is already known to Allah, those who go to heaven, go to heaven, those who go to hell, go to hell, those who live, live, those who will die, Allah knows everything already. فَلِمَا نَعْمَلْ Why should I be responsible for doing anything? Why don't I just sit and wait for what Allah knows is going to happen? Prophet ﷺ smiled and said, كُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ إِلَىٰ عَمَلِ Everyone will only do what Allah knows they will do. Meaning everyone will only choose what they're going to do. You are the one who has a pen in their hand that is writing in the fate that Allah has given you. But you can choose more than one fate. In every moment of your life, there's this path, this path, this path. But the choice is yours. And Allah knows if you head down that road where you will end up. And Allah knows if you sit here and do nothing where you will be. And Allah knows if you head to that right where you will attain. The choice is yours. Allah says in the Quran, Inna hadaynahu sabil. I led them to the fork in the road, to the path. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. They will choose to either be grateful or ungrateful. They will choose to either be righteous or immoral. They will choose to either do what's right or what's wrong. The choice is always yours. Three dangers that you begin fixing as we begin semester two. First and foremost, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. You don't have to do it better than everybody else just to do it. You don't have to look over your shoulder to see who else is doing better than me. It's only about what's in your lane, what's ahead of you, and what your future holds that matters. Number two is to put in your heart that it is Allah who opens the doors for you. It's Allah who gave you the opportunity to be with us here in this school, that you weren't born in a hilltop in another country. You didn't choose who your parents are. You didn't choose what year to be born, what country to be blessed with. You didn't give yourself any head start in life. Everything that has been decided for you that you use as tools has been given to you by Allah. So it is not you, but it is the blessing of Allah upon you that allows you to achieve success. And third and finally, learn to hold yourself back and hold yourself accountable. Because unless you take responsibility, unless you look yourself in the mirror and make that choice to succeed, nobody will ever give you success. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts, to put light in your path, to make you examples of good for others. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you and honors you and elevates you with the Qur'an. I pray that Allah allows us to teach you of the wisdom of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that you can hear it and resonate with it and practice it in your life. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you honoring and honorable with your parents and with your families, that you grow in love and admiration for each other, and that you make them more important to you than anybody else. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors you with the reading and the knowledge and the practice of Al-Qur'an Al-Azim. May Allah protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead our principal and board and governors to that which is pleasing to Him. May Allah turn us away from that which is haram and purify us and our wealth and our homes and our schools from any excess and sinfulness and riba. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are blessed in this dunya and blessed in this akhirah, that Allah protects us from the punishment of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us to all that which is good and deter us from all that which is sinful and evil. Hada wa sallu ala al-habibi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة